How does a bastard orphan, son of a whore and a Scotsman, dropped in the middle of a forgotten spot in the Caribbean, from father and squaw, grow up to be a hero and a scholar?
And a $10 found a father without a father, got a lot smart by being found out a and an insane Bob just 14. Insane with hero in the college.
Came any friends.
No, no.
And he did something. Saying in his rain. A testament to his name.
Well, the word got around. They said, this kid is insane, man. Took up a collection just to send him to the mainland. Get your education. Don't forget from whence you came. And the world's gonna know your name. What's your name, man?
We really like musicals. And we have opinions about them. So we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them. Theme song. That went well.
Nice.
Even though we skipped a verse completely.
Yeah.
Jefferson would be very upset because I think we skipped his verse.
I think he's dead.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to We Really Like Musicals, and we have opinions about them. So we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them. Parentheses, the musicals. I'm James, and
I'm Elise.
And I'm Brandy.
Okay, already introducing yourself. Well, guys, this is our 1 year anniversary, and as you can tell, we have guests on the show today. And before they start all introducing themselves, I mean, we should probably, Elise, who's your friend?
This is my friend, B. Randy, or as her birth name is, Brandy. We've known each other since
a couple hours,
met her on the street, and just kind of, we're feeling the vibe.
Well, hey, Brandy, thanks for coming off the street and being here.
Yep.
Yep. I have friends, too. My brother is here. Nathan, say hello.
Hi, I'm here, and I'm your brother.
Okay. And his wife is also here?
Catherine. That's who I am.
And Catherine's sister here. Mm-hmm. Catherine's sister here. Mm-hmm. She Annabelle.
Me, Annabelle.
Oh, I love twins.
And Brandy's just realizing they're twins,
yeah,
apparently.
She had no idea you guys were twins.
Yeah.
We are.
Well, guys, every week on this show, we do alternate titles. So before we get into Hamilton and talk about the alternate title for Hamilton, we've done alternate titles for quite a few episodes, and we wanted to let you know some of our favorites. Elise, this is our 56th episode. Out of all of them, what's your favorite alternate title?
Let me just tell you, my favorite alternate title is from the musical The Producers. I believe that alternate title was Hitler? I hardly know her. Classic.
And I think Nathan's very happy because that was his.
That was my alternate title.
There's actually several that were Nathan's that I was trying to choose between, and I didn't realize the Hitler one was. But there's a couple other ones I realized were his, and they're all solid.
I'm glad Hitler can be attached to my name in such a positive way.
Hey. It's privilege.
Brandy, what about you?
So I really enjoyed the title, The King and I. We are Siamese, if you please.
Yeah.
That was clever.
We're Siamese, if you don't please.
No matter what you please, we are Siamese.
Exactly.
Is basically the gist of that alternate title.
Yeah.
Nathan, brother, what's your favorite alternate title?
I really liked Valjean v. Javert, Dawn of Justice.
Mm.
That's
that
from Les Misérables.
That was our first one that we did a graphic for. If you follow us on Instagram, We Really Like Musicals, that was the first one we made like a fake movie poster for. And I think since then we've done it almost every time. Catherine, what was your favorite alternate title that we've done so far?
I really liked the Corpse Bride one.
That's also Nathan's, isn't it?
Yes, unfortunately. Oh. I tried not to pick his, but it was funny. With this ring, I be dead is what it was.
That is a good one. Annabelle? what was that noise?
Nah.
Nah.
That was a mix between and I don't know what else. I like Mary Poppins and Pills.
That's actually my favorite too. That's Mary Poppin' really Dim Pills. That's another fun one to look at on Instagram because Mary Poppins has like purple eyes in that one. So now we're going to talk about our Hamilton alternate title.
What is happening over there?
Oh, yeah, what is happening?
Annabelle tried to put her gum on my hot chocolate, and that's not happening.
Apparently, Annabelle leaves gum everywhere.
It's my trademark.
So this week we're talking about Hamilton, a.k.a. Hit Me With Your Best Shot, Fire Away.
Ooh, that's pretty good. That's good.
Yeah.
It's clever.
Thanks, Dial M for Movie Podcast. Oh, that's not a good title for a podcast, but ours is like 10 minutes long. So this is how we're going to start this episode. I noticed there was somebody that posted an alternate title for Hamilton that was Overrated the Musical. And
I saw that.
Hamilton's been out for a few years now. And I have noticed that some people are saying that, like, now that the hype is gone, like they're saying it was overrated. And I want to know y'all's opinions about that. Is Hamilton overrated?
I feel like this person is probably just a hipster who doesn't want to be a part of what's popular, what's fresh, you know?
They're removing themselves from the narrative.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Exactly. They're taking a break from it. They don't want to be associated because it's just too hype right now.
It's just too hype right now.
Yeah.
Seems a little selfish.
Brandy, do you have thoughts?
Well, actually, yeah. So recently I showed my friend Hamilton for the first time.
Your friend Hamilton?
Yeah.
Or your friend?
Yeah, we know. We're on a first base level.
That's whatever.
Okay, you're
that's
on a first
name.
Base name.
Yeah. So I showed her the play or the musical, and she told me that she liked it, but she would never listen to it again because it was too popular.
That's a dumb reason not to listen
to
something, though.
I agree, because I just found out about it about a year ago.
From who? Who told you about it?
Priscilla?
No.
Oh, you, Elise? Yes,
thank you.
But, I mean, it can't be that hyped if I didn't find out about it.
That's not true. You're not even on
the I mean, it's pretty popular.
Yeah.
Good. Nathan, do you have any dogs in that fight?
Yeah, I don't think it's overrated. We just watched it. We just finished watching it again, and it seemed good.
It seemed good. Put that on a poster in Times Square. Hamilton, it seemed good. I don't think it's overrated. I think it's very consumable to the masses. And so I think, like, really artsy people are like, oh, it's not weird enough.
I get that. But, like, it seems to me that something that is overrated would have to also not be done well.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But Hamilton is so good. Like, constantly calling back other melodies and other lines and other parts of the story all throughout the whole thing, and really, like, layering it on and changing the meanings of certain phrases. Like, it's complex. It's really good and impressive.
Yeah, I agree. We've done an Hamilton episode before, episode 3, I believe, which, if this is your first time listening to this podcast, don't listen to it, please. I was listening back to earlier episodes to find out the alternate titles, and we sound super bored the whole time.
I enjoyed
we
it.
Had no energy. Oh, I'm thanks. Like, welcome to We Really Like Musical. It's like an NPR thing. So we've talked about Hamilton a bit, if you're curious, like, our deep, dark thoughts about Hamilton. But right now we have 6 people. So, like, this is going to take a long time if we try to get too deep into Hamilton.
I was just thinking back on those early episodes as he was talking,
you loved
and I was
him?
Like, oh gosh, yeah.
He loved them.
Oh, that's sad. I really enjoyed your first Hamilton podcast.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah,
I think there's something nice about it. I just think we've matured as a podcast since then, and we've tried to be entertaining since then.
Yikes.
It hasn't always worked, but we try.
Yeah.
Like I said, we don't want to take too much time, so let's just get into one of the things we talk about every week, which is favorite songs. So I'm going to start because I'm talking right now. My favorite song is Washington on Your Side. I think I said that was my favorite song in the original episode that we did. I can't remember, but that song has always been my favorite. And if you want to know why, listen to that episode, but I want to know y'all's opinions of that song.
Love it.
Love it.
No, it's really good. It's really, like, I don't know, the harmonies and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's yes. just, it's beautiful. And
yeah, I like how the harmonies come in, like, as more people come yeah. into the room. And also, like, that song works so well later on, too, because they come back and do Hamilton's mm-hmm. On Your Side, mm-hmm. or I don't know the name of that song. It's, like, the same sort of beat. Maybe both of those songs are my favies.
Baby babies.
Who wants to go next? Annabelle.
Well, I like Satisfied because it is... been my favorite for a while.
That's why you like it?
No. And I like when they do that reverse spin thing. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody's reverse spinning.
They're all upside down spinning in reverse, and she's like, rewind.
By the way, you guys didn't hear this earlier, but Annabelle was like making Hamilton noises, and I said I just wanted to record her like quoting bits and pieces from every song. And just upload that as like a bonus episode or something. Yeah.
That'd be fabulous.
Just rewind.
Rewind.
Catherine, favorite song?
I think like everybody go through different favorite songs like after you just listen to it for a while. For a long time, my favorite was My Shot. Like just thought that was the best song ever. But we watched it today. My favorite song was definitely the Reynolds Pamphlets. Because I just think that song is hilarious and also like epic and cool.
Ain't never gonna be president. Never gonna be president.
It's just there's so much going on and it's hilarious and there's so many, I don't know. I like it.
I know what you're saying. There's so many, damn.
Yeah.
That's what you want to say, but you didn't want to say it.
Yeah, yeah. That's my favorite part.
Nathan, favorite song?
My favorite song is, I went back and forth and I'm on like two opposite ends of the spectrum with my favorites. And I was leaning towards One Last Time.
One Last Time.
Mm-hmm. Because that, I don't know, where it fits in the story is just so good and such a good send-off for Washington. And it's so serious. Mm-hmm. And my favorite song is You'll Be Back, which is the complete opposite end of the spectrum mm-hmm. because it is pure goofiness. It's hilarious. And I like it. And it's funny.
It's hilarious.
And
you
it's
like
funny.
It, and it's fun, dude. You are throwing
Triple
out quotes
threat.
That would just sell people on Hamilton like crazy.
Yeah, you should see when I review movies on whatever
oh,
that
yeah,
one thing
that's
is.
Really entertaining.
Letterboxed.
Yeah,
this was funny sometimes.
Brandy, favorite song.
So I definitely agree with Catherine. My favorite song changes. You know, it's kind of hard not to, especially once you learn the lyrics more. I feel like that also helps. But Alexander Hamilton, the first one, even though that's Elise's least favorite. I just love that one so much. All the different characters, but currently my favorite like addiction is Yorktown. That's definitely just, I feel like the beat, it's kind of, you know, we go through, he gets married and they sign up for the war and everything, but I feel like that song kind of gets things done. They even actually say that. But yeah, that one just gets me son. Pumped. So I'm ready for him to turn into a lawyer after that.
Really on his side. Just like
that exciting upswing of
becoming a lawyer.
Successful.
That doesn't sound very exciting, but
that is kind of interesting that like I feel like most things would be like I started as a lawyer, then I went to battles and like, you know, won the war. And this movie's mm-hmm. like, I went to war. Now, like, the second half is just lawyer time.
Lawyer time.
It is weird.
Lawyer.
Hardly an hour.
His defendants got acquitted, so.
Elise, favorite song?
Yeah, it really depends on what day you're asking me that question. But today, my favorite song is Cabinet Battle Number 1.
Nice. Uno. I don't know why I said it in Spanish.
I'm not sure either. Oh, my goodness. It's so good.
I feel like all our explanations of why we like our songs is like, guys, it's just good.
You guys know, like, the YouTube history rap battles?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what it reminded me a lot of. Yeah. And then just the idea of, like, having a cabinet meeting and, like, it being a rap battle is just hilarious to me.
That's genius.
And it's so, like, both sides are like, you know, gotcha.
Do you enjoy the aggression?
I enjoy the aggression. I'm here for it. So then I tried to learn all the lyrics and did pretty well.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
so yeah,
do
that's
it
my,
now.
Prove nope,
it.
Nope.
She so, was earlier.
I was earlier in private.
Elise, the issue on the table.
Boom, 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 boom.
I'm scared. anyways.
Is whether we should help France.
I think that's battle number 2.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's, Nathan, you just got...
Squid. Oh yeah, make a bank.
Make a bank. Make a bank. Elise, let's go in reverse order for least favorite songs.
Well, I mean, I guess, you know, you guys think it's the first song. That's not really true. My least favorite song is Dear Theodosia.
What?
Uh-oh.
How could you?
Nathan just grew three sizes.
Well, you know, I'm so sorry. It's not anything personal towards you.
Then why'd you give me the finger?
Okay, well, I didn't want anyone to
My
know that.
My favorite song is Dear Theodosia. Does the finger going back down?
It's fine. I just, if I'm like listening in the car, it's one that I usually kind of skip over. I think it has a really nice part at the end where it really accelerates and it gets to be a jam. But I think that for the most part, it's pretty slow. I kind of just like don't care that much about the topic.
About building a nation children? For your children?
No, just like, just Theodosia, you know, I'm just like.
Technically, she's a bastard too. Oh, wait, no, her mom died in birth, so that's different. But,
So you're a bastard for saying that.
Oh, comes fighting.
Retract that statement. Yikes.
Nathan, why are you upset with me?
Because of how pretty that song is.
It's so beautiful. When we first started listening to it, me and Nathan would just listen to that song on repeat and sing the harmonies together.
Yeah.
I think,
and
I mean,
we're
going to
leave.
I did say you could leave at any time, so that's acceptable if you need to.
Maybe they'll cool down while Brandy tells us her least favorite song.
Probably not.
Well, here we go. So I definitely have your back on that, Elise, because
thanks, girl.
That's just boring.
You guys don't know.
Boring.
But in the first podcast, you guys spoke a lot about how much you enjoyed The King. However, I really just want to next him every time I hear him sing.
What?
I'm over it, you know? He says the same thing every time.
It's the same tune every time.
I know,
so
you think
probably
he's silly, but I feel like you just have to watch it in order to understand his personality.
Yeah,
you know?
His
facial expressions,
yeah.
And he's just kind of awkward in a funny way, but I don't get that through the songs. I mean, I get he's prissy through the songs. Next. You know?
Yeah, you don't get to see him dancing on the soundtrack.
That's what sells it for me, is seeing it.
Yeah, but yep. I guess he also kind of seems desperate because he comes back three times and says the same thing every time. So I guess he just lost a war, so in a way he is desperate, but nobody likes a desperate man, I guess.
And that's why it's your least favorite song. Nathan.
Yeah.
Least fave.
My least favorite is, and I think this is the right one, Blow Us All Away. Is that
Blow Us All Away?
Is that the one with the sun when he gets shot?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it starts off with that.
Although,
oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, where Philip's walking around and being like,
yeah.
My dad's super cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like my dad. I know his son dying is an important plot point, but up to that point, I don't care about the son. I just know that he exists and he matters, but I don't want a focus on him. I think I would have cared more if someone just came in and was like, oh, dude, Hamilton, bad news. Your son just got shot in a duel. And then they cry over him. I would have been like, oh, the poor Hamilton. But I don't care about the sun enough to care about the song.
Yeah, but it's so short.
It's not that short.
You're ruthless.
I think we probably needed to be introduced to him to care about his death.
Because that's one of the reasons him and Eliza get back together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I care about the death. I just don't care about his character.
Yeah, but I think most people wouldn't care about the death.
I disagree. It's their son. It's their son. If someone came in, they were like, Hamilton, your son's dead. And then they burst into tears. You'd feel bad for him. I don't need to see him being like, I'm awesome and everybody else sucks. I'm going to shoot this guy. Oh, I died. Yeah. Then I'd feel, I actually like him less, I think.
But I think it's important to see that scene where Hamilton and him are talking about how like he's like, point your gun in the air and all that stuff.
Yeah. Man of honor.
So, yeah, I get that. I still don't like the song that much.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
That's fine.
Catherine?
I really don't care for Say No to This.
Uh-oh.
It makes me super uncomfortable for starters.
Oh,
but
my gosh.
Other than that, like, I just don't like it. Like, and I can listen to songs that make me uncomfortable if I like them, like, musically. But this song, I just don't like very much musically. I think it's something about it annoys me. Something about the way that Lin-Manuel sings it. And I don't know. It's just, To me, it just is awkward. Like, it just doesn't work for me, and I just don't like the song musically. I don't care if it's necessary or whatever. I just don't like it.
Annabelle would go next, but I'm going to go next because that's also my least favorite song is Say No to This. I just feel like it's different than all the other songs. It's like more like R&B or something like that. I'm not into that. And yeah, it makes you uncomfortable. It's weird because like most of the musical I feel like isn't inappropriate, even though it deals with like the scandal. But like that song, I feel like they could have dealt with it without making me feel like I was also being bad by watching it. You know what I mean? It's like she's rubbing all over him and stuff, and it's just...
Yeah, she didn't have to do that.
Annabelle?
I like her voice, though.
She's got the best voice.
She does. I wish I could sing like her. Me too. My least favorite song is Best of Wives and Best of Women.
Best of Wives and Best of...
Yeah. Because you don't really remember it. And yeah. He's just telling his wife for a second that she's great.
Yeah, that is kind of boring.
No one cares.
Well, I want to play Fact or Faked. We play games every week, and so what we're going to do right now is play a round of Fact or Faked. Play that theme song.
Fact or Faked.
That's a fact, baby.
Fact or Faked.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome back from the theme song. Well, I always welcome people back from the theme song. It's like 2 seconds long. Like they've been gone for 10 years.
You don't feel welcome anymore.
So, fact or faked, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell you guys 3 facts, but one of them is not true, and you have to guess which one is not true. Does all this make sense?
Can we be on teams?
You three versus them two?
Yeah.
Do you guys want to do that?
Yeah.
Yes, we will win.
Oh.
Oh, wow. I believe that.
Okay. I believe that, too.
Probably will. I feel like
maybe if we had a
better
attitude.
Judging by the first song, like we might lose.
That's true.
I nailed my part.
Oh.
So are you guys ready for your facts?
Yes.
Yes.
First fact. Lin-Manuel Miranda wrote the King George song on his honeymoon. That is your first fact. Second fact. Lin-Manuel Miranda wrote Wait For It while waiting for the subway. Third fact. Lin-Manuel Miranda wrote Helpless while eating pumpkin pie on a roof.
Okay.
So those are your 3 facts.
Well, we have to talk, to debate it.
So,
should we be private?
No, I think we'll kind of discuss in a second. But
okay.
So to recap, Lin-Manuel Miranda, hold on. You guys can talk about it out loud on the podcast. It will make for way more entertaining for the listeners.
I don't know. I think the whispers are kind of fun.
to recap, King George, he wrote the King George song on his honeymoon. He wrote Wait For It while waiting for the subway. And he wrote Helpless while eating pumpkin pie on a roof. So now, discuss.
Well, we don't want them to hear our answer. Reason. Because then they might be like, oh, yeah, we thought of that too.
Oh, yeah, this is tough.
That's a good point.
All right, everybody sit in silence for the next 3 minutes.
We're going to do sign language to each other.
Let's just whisper to
talk about... Ow. I hit my elbow.
Shaved?
I hit it.
You shaved your elbow?
I hit my elbow. Tell me your opinion because you disagree with me. I don't even know what you said.
I feel like that's safe to go.
This is so confusing.
Yeah, what?
Exactly.
Sorry, I hit my elbow.
Shaved your elbow?
I hate...
Wow, deja vu.
I was thinking that the middle fact or potential fact seemed a little too boring for Lynn. Like the pumpkin pie and the honeymoon or vacation was the first fact.
Honeymoon.
Yeah, honeymoon.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Because, I mean, he got married recently. They haven't been married for like 20 years or anything. The subway just seems kind of boring.
Eat fresh.
Eat fresh.
Yep.
Thanks.
Wait, was he waiting for the subway train or was he waiting for his food at Subway?
Oh, good.
He was waiting for the subway train.
Yeah.
Or was
to
he?
Bring him
as a joke.
Food.
Oh.
No.
Can we say our guess now?
I guess so. Are y'all ready to guess?
Oh,
I don't
wow.
know. Are you ready
apparently
to?
My team is.
We're ready. I asked you if you had a certain one that you thought.
Divorce.
I like the subway one.
Well, me and Annabelle like the honeymoon one.
Well, two of them are
two
correct.
Of them are correct. One is wrong.
Oh, well, let's guess those two.
Those two are right? So the third one's wrong.
Third one's
pumpkin
wrong.
Pie.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys think the pumpkin pie on the roof is incorrect?
It's incorrect.
No, he really loves pumpkin pie.
How do you know that?
Did you watch Hamilton, Elise?
There's pumpkin pie in every scene.
I told
scene.
You guys at the beginning.
You don't get it when you listen to the soundtrack. But when you watch it...
I feel like the pumpkin pie on a roof...
What now?
...is...
The Hamilton book.
...crazy enough to be true, but also could totally have been fabricated. Because, like, the other two sound legit to
I mean,
me.
That's the goal of this whole game.
Oh, we're discussing it. Like, you wanted James.
Well, you usually give the facts, so...
No, we have turned off.
Oh.
He's gotten a lot better at creating the fake facts.
Mm.
Thank you. 56 steps. I said that weird.
They're what?
56 eps.
56 steps?
Uh-huh.
What is that?
Eps. Episodes. I've gotten good at lying.
We're going to go with the subway.
That way subway we'll be as fake. And the high five.
Yeah.
Well, guys, you might want to take that high five back because you are wrong.
Wait, are we right, though?
And
we must be.
You guys are right. Yes.
Yeah!
Yeah! Celebrate.
Good job, guys.
We're good at guessing.
I lied to them about the pumpkin pie fact. No, I had no idea.
I saw that in your eyes afterwards.
Yeah, I made up the thing about the pumpkin pie, and I really want pumpkin pie, by the way. Yeah. Maybe that's why I made it up. You.
Not my mom's pumpkin pie.
Ugh, that was brutal.
I hope she doesn't listen to this.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mom.
She knows.
It's great.
Well, good job. Let's
Team A.
Team A?
Oh, why do y'all get to be
Team
A?
Team A.
We're Team B for bastard.
Team A-K.
Oh, it's sad.
You guys are Team B-A for Brandy and Elise. Your team is B-A.
Dang it. Our name sucks. B-A and A-K.
B-A and A-K? I don't know about this.
Or A-B.
I don't know about this.
I think we should have talked about team names before we started the game. The game's over and you're like, what do you guys want our team name to be?
Team Burr.
Mm.
No.
I feel like you like changed your mind about it as you booed, and then it was like
we went in different directions. We're not quite insane. I
thought we would be named after the hero of the story.
Then we would
be Eliza.
Do
you think Burr's the hero?
He wins.
Whoa. Wow. Whoa. Hold on. He tells you that he loses.
Hold on. I think we need to talk about this. This seems important.
That's very
offensive. He's the one who paid for it.
What?
He's the one who paid for it.
It's in our history books.
I wonder if he paid $10 for it. Because of Hamilton.
Yeah.
Oh, we got it.
That joke did not land at all.
I got it.
I'm
just
keeping
didn't
it
laugh
in.
At it.
Thank you.
I didn't hear it.
That's fine. Well, before we continue, we have another guest.
Oh.
So I would like to welcome now, this is a big deal for us. We haven't had a guest of this caliber on the show before. is he crying?
I don't know. Why are you laughing already?
Our guest isn't even here yet.
No,
he's
our
like
guest,
trembling.
There's a character in Hamilton, very briefly talked about, named Charles Lee. Now, joining us is the actual Charles Lee, not the character in Hamilton, the actual Charles Lee.
Yeah.
Risen from the dead.
What's up?
Oh, hey, Charles, how's it going?
Good. I'm just glad to be here on this podcast.
You sound different than I thought you would.
Yeah, it's just how I sound when attack. Retreat!
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I don't think you're saying both attack and retreat.
Whatever.
Do you like their portrayal of you in Hamilton?
No. They could take that portrayal and stick it up the Mount Vernon.
Okay. Nice. I mean, what was your first thoughts when you saw that portrayal of yourself in Hamilton?
Sure. Okay. Number one, I never pooped in any beds. Okay. That's number one. I want to get that out there. Number one. Because they accuse me of that.
I think you mean number two.
Yeah. Okay. I feel like I was way more successful as a general than they led you to believe.
Okay. Tell me about your battles.
Yeah. I remember there was this one time where me and all of my guys, there was 3,000 of us that I was generaling. General?
You tell me.
I think you'd mean commanding.
I'm a general. We.
We.
I led them into battle, and me and all my guys all survived because I said, "Whip it around, guys. We're going home.
Whip it around, guys."
Yeah, and they were like,
"That's how you say battle stuff."
Yeah, that's how I said it. I was a good general. And so anyway, really we all lived.
They all lived. Does anybody have any questions for Charles Lee?
What would you say if you were having a good time on a roller coaster?
I know you're baiting me to say we, but listen, that's not who I am. That's not my thing. Why don't you just take that and just go to Mount Vernon with it?
Okay. Great.
So you're saying they took some liberties with your character?
Yeah, absolutely.
How come you sound like Beetlejuice?
If you look at the original cast, I was actually played by Michael Keaton.
Interesting.
Charles, I have a question.
Yeah.
Why didn't you take the shot?
Take what shot? I'm the general. I tell them what to do.
What are you talking about? You don't know what you're talking about.
Listen.
Do you know who Charles
apparently
Lee is?
Yes. For some reason, everyone paints me as the bad guy, and I just have a constantly piling list of enemies. We got you guys now, apparently. Yeah. Hamilton didn't like me. He said I was a bad choice. Washington, and for the record, he can't be left alone to his devices. he's indecisive and so on, and he needs to go back to Mount Vernon.
Brandy, any questions for Charles Lee? I mean, this is... do not throw away the shot. You only get one shot. Do not miss
your chance.
I'm quoting Eminem now, but
pass.
Listen, I feel like you're not respecting the important role that I played in the building of this country. If it weren't for people like me, then we would still be talking in British, and we
in
don't
British.
In British. We talk in English like Americans, thanks in part to me. Charles Lee, I'm a general.
All right. Well, thanks for being here, Charles. Do you want to stick around or do you want to leave?
I've got an appointment. I'm supposed to be meeting some friends out at Mount Vernon.
There it is.
All right. Well, thanks for stopping by.
Oh, I had a question for. Oh, he's gone.
Oh, sorry, Nathan.
It's okay.
Oh. I want to know something, guys. So I'm going to ask you.
Oh.
What did we learn?
From that?
No, not from that. From Hamilton.
If you say Charles Lee three times, he shows up.
What did we learn from Hamilton? What are the lessons? What's the takeaway? Is it just good music or is there something more?
I think there's something more.
I think there's a lot. Who tells your story?
Yep.
Okay. Are you asking me? You can. You
That's
want to tell my story?
What you learn.
Oh. Okay.
Is who tells your story?
Well, then I didn't learn who told my story.
Who lives, who dies, and who tells your story?
It's a good point, Annabelle.
I think the you have no control part is the lesson.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Immediately changes her point of view.
I learned the importance of pride. It gets you what you want.
Okay. Interesting.
Yep. I mean, make a country in your image, as long as you're prideful enough.
Hmm. I don't know if that's the takeaway I got.
What'd you get?
Kind of the opposite of that.
Mm.
Pride is not good.
Oh.
Well, I don't know. Because I think we talked about this on the last time we talked about Hamilton, which, by the way, I think we need to do this every year. I feel like... when people watch this, they relate to Burr or Hamilton. There's like, you know, the whole like, don't take a stand in order to please everyone, or take a stand and then you like alienate a bunch of people, but you're doing it for the right thing. And I think there's a downfall to both of those, and there's a nice balance. And then like the whole thing ends with Eliza kind of wrapping things up and kind of like looking at, but kind of talking about both sides, even though she's talking about Hamilton, I guess, mainly. But like, I feel like she's a nice balance between those two. And like, she saw Hamilton's pride and like the good things he did, but then she wasn't so like abrasive as he was. And then she was able to do more. And I don't know. I guess that's kind of what I got from it.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
We definitely, the whole like, if you stand for nothing, Burr, what do you fall for? Like you were talking about. So we're learning a lot about making stands for things, knowing where you're at, having opinions, being grounded in something so that you're not swayed by everything. And that's a classic, classic line. We also learn about forgiveness.
Which everybody laughed. We were recently we watched that just like an hour ago, and when they all went forgiveness, like the three of them go ha, and like all laughed. I don't know why.
It's just such a corny, like, because they kind of do that throughout like that song, and even throughout a lot of the musical, they kind of do that. The background singers will just like say one of the words, but like in that part, it just sounded so like churchy, like forgiveness.
For me, it just sounds like they're like, "Are you getting what's going on here?" like, don't interpret this. Listen, forgiveness. That's what's going on. That's what's happening. Yeah.
I mean, there's just so many lessons. Can we really narrow it down to what's most important? There's so many things happening. So many things to take away.
I learned French.
Oh, you learned French. It's good.
Hmm. Learn how to rap.
Mm-hmm. Well, we heard you at the beginning of the episode.
It's true. That was Charles Lee.
And I learned who was on the $5 bill, so.
What?
Oh, the $10 bill, sorry.
Oh, boy.
Wait, who is on the $5 bill?
Guys, quick quiz. Who's on the $5 bill?
Lincoln. Lincoln, we won. It's tie. Washington's on one, because we won.
Oh, my God.
That's why they did that.
I don't know if that's true either.
Mm-hmm. And I learned the second half is as important as the first half.
Of Hamilton?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
The second act is as important as the first act.
Why?
Because it finishes the story.
Why did you not think it was as important?
Just because the first act, the songs are a little bit more exciting.
Oh, okay.
So it would kind of be like...
So you were just re-listening the first set of songs, and then once you realized the second set of songs is also amazing, then you were like, oh,
story complete.
Story complete.
More musicals should do that.
Oh, finish?
Finish the story.
Yeah, I completely agree. Well, like you said, Elise, we could talk about lots of things because there's so much in this musical. There's things and stuff.
Mm.
Stuff and things.
I think that's why we decided that we could do an episode about Hamilton every year, every anniversary show. It's just very possible. So why not, you know?
It's just very possible.
Knowing that, let's just wrap it up. So let's talk. Let's rate this.
Wait, can we wrap it? Everyone has to wrap their rating.
Oh, gosh.
You just said wrap it up, and this is Hamilton.
Okay, yes. We talked about it before, but we always call this segment Rate For It, and we've never had a theme song for it. So I think this would be a good time on our anniversary episode about Hamilton to now unveil?
Unleash?
Yeah. Unleash, reveal?
Unleash.
I think reveal.
Our theme song for Rate For It. Play that theme song. And if there's a number I should assign to a musical I watched, then I'm willing to rate for it.
Rate for it, rate for it.
Rate for it.
Rate for it, rate for it.
Rate for it. Okay, so yes, Nathan, it was your idea to wrap your rating, so have at it.
Okay. I might need a beat.
Annabelle?
Eliza over here.
I think you need to start with my name is Nathan.
I gotta come in. Yo, that's how I learned that from Hamilton. I thought it was good. I enjoyed watching it. It was really good. I'd watch it again. I thought that this was good music, and everything about it is something that I liked. I apparently didn't learn how to rhyme. That's okay, and I do it always. And I think that...
End it.
Oh my gosh.
I don't want to be this guy.
Keep going, Annabelle.
But I'm going to give it a try. I'm going to give it a 9.8.
Oh.
I'm not giving it a $10. But I'm giving it a 9.8. It's good. It's great.
Well, you just said 9.8 and great in the not rap part.
Right.
You just rhymed when you weren't rapping.
Nathan, that was terrible.
That was terrible. Now give your wife a beat.
No, I can't do this.
Yep.
Battery.
You were just critiquing him, so now you have to...
It's going to be worse. You're way better than me.
Nathan's doing an EDM beat.
Oh, my gosh. Dubstep over here.
Okay, I can't rap to that, like, at all.
You need to do a robot voice.
Well, I gotta give it a
We watched Hamilton today. It was okay. I really liked the part where they all went away. They all went to heaven. I'm gonna give it a 7.
Oh my gosh.
They all died.
Yeah, you're rating it a 7?
No. I just hadn't thought it out.
Just rhymed.
And that's just what came out. No, I'd probably give it... Probably give it an 8 or 9.
Wait, an 8 or a 9? What? I said, what?
I'll give it a 8.5.
Okay, right there in the middle. I like it. Should we keep rapping? That's me.
Yep.
Probably not.
Annabelle's pretty good at it,
unless
though.
Unless Annabelle wants to.
We should let her do it.
I'm not really good at it.
Yeah, let's try.
It's funny when she does it.
You gotta stick your tongue out like that? Okay. Hamilton, he's a great dude. He wrote some stuff and I like his attitude. In fact, I like the whole play and the whole spiel. I'm gonna give it a 9.5.
9.5 from Annabelle.
I enjoyed that.
So my turn, I guess.
Yeah, James, do it.
I kind of want to try to rap it.
Can you just do like...
Just do a normal
just
beat.
Just do normal.
He's trying to be creative. Let him create.
It's crazy.
Okay.
Ooh, sick beat.
Hamilton is a good musical. I think I could listen to it all the time. I play it in my car if my CD player worked, but it don't. I like most of the songs. There's only a couple that are kind of okay. But hey, over the whole, I think I would give it a solid 8.57. 8.57. Thank
but
you.
But it don't.
All right. Ladies.
Let's sing together.
Hamilton isn't all about rapping. I mean, there's a lot of songs that don't rap.
We planned...
Singing would be great.
We planned a rap to rate the musical, so let's show them what we planned.
Mm-hmm.
Ready?
We did.
Once there was a girl who was really kind of sad, and then she found Hamilton and listened to it a lot, all the time, in fact. And people booed her.
People booed her? Why'd they boo her?
Threw rocks at her. But she said, not today, folks. 10, 10, 10. Do it again. And then she would put it on repeat. Done. There you have it.
So 10? I'm confused.
Yeah. It's a song about a girl who really struggled. And then she found the Hamilton. And 10. So what we're saying, what I think we're saying is that Hamilton changed our lives in a positive way.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
You didn't. So anyways, we have to go with a 10 because we just feel like, can life get better? I submit that it cannot. That was I-5 in the middle of my statement.
Because we deserve that one.
We deserve it. America deserves it.
Mm. We won. 10.
Do we have to keep doing high-fives? All right, so we give it a 10.
Awesome.
Well, listen, here's what I have to say about it.
Oh, Charles.
Oh, Charles, not this guy.
Charles,
what are you going to rate it?
Listen, everybody's acting like this is the best thing that's ever happened. I lived it. And I'm going to tell you from firsthand experience that the best thing that you could do for this podcast is take all your ratings, lower them down to a 1, and go back to planting tobacco in Mount Vernon.
There it is.
All right, see ya.
Bye, Charles.
Bye, Charles. Thanks for
really
coming
glad
back.
He stopped in for that.
Why did I keep letting him use my microphone?
It's kind of weird how he stuck around.
I know.
Yeah, I thought he was going to Mount Vernon.
At least he left us on a high note, you know? Telling us all to give it a 1. You know what? If we do this every year, we could change our ratings. So maybe we should all just give it a 1 this time and then see what happens next year.
Brandy said she's busy next year on this day.
Mm-hmm. Namaste?
Namaste.
All right. Yeah. So I think we're done. I think we're done with this episode. Does everybody agree?
Yeah.
Agreed. Yes.
I feel done about it.
I feel done about it. All right. Well, guys, next week we are doing Natasha Pierre and the Great Comet of 1812, which I feel like there's at least two people in this room that wish they could be on that episode, but also wish to never go through this experience, at least for another few months. So yeah, we are doing Natasha Pierre and the Great Comet of 1812. Guys, get on Instagram and follow us at We Really Like Musicals, or on Twitter at WRLM Podcast, and give us alternate titles for Natasha Pierre and the Great Comet of 1812, because if any musical we've covered so far needs another title, it's Natasha Pierre and the Great Comet of 1812. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, guys, that's going to do it for We Really Like Musicals, and we have opinions about them. So we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them.
Musical.
Oh, whoa. Was that Charles?
No, he left. I think. Oh, no, I'm right here.
Oh, he pushed me.
That's Charles. I'm James. And
I'm Elise.
And guys, thanks for everybody else for being here.
No problem. Yay. It was fun.
And I didn't like it.
And thanks for everybody for listening a whole year. Wow. Bye.
I'm a general. Whee!
Oh, did you fall off a cliff?
You jumped off Mount Vernon.
Yeah. Musicals. Jazz.